From NPR News, this is Day to Day. Stock markets are sliding around the world today following Friday's dive on Wall Street. That's when the Dow plunged 366 points. Marketplace's Bob Moon is here. And Bob, this does not look good. What are investors worried about?
Well, there's still a lot of worry about where the economy is headed, and not just the U.S. economy, but the global economy. Over the weekend, we had finance ministers from the so-called Group of Seven Nations say that the world economy is slowing. And then today, we saw overseas stock markets in Asia and Europe take a hit, not nearly the kind of drop that we saw on Wall Street this past Friday, but still a sign of lingering worries. And this is all just extending the worst stock market decline since August. The problem is that these global financial leaders, they keep insisting that calm is returning, but they're also offering no assurances that the end is in sight.
Yeah, I thought for a few months there the financial markets were stabilizing. Not so?
Not so. Apparently not so. And the investors that we've been talking to are still concerned about these corporate profits.
Well, so does this mean that the Fed might step in and lower interest rates again?
Well, that's still the focus of a lot of speculation, and the Fed leaders who set monetary policy will be meeting next week, and there were some interesting comments today from a top Fed official that seemed to suggest that the central bank is very much aware that the problems in the financial markets aren't over. Fed Governor Randall Krosner, he was addressing the International Bankers Meeting in Washington this morning, and he told them that strains persist and the financial situation remains fragile. He also repeated the very same pledge that we've been hearing from Chairman Ben Bernanke for months now to help soothe the markets, that the Fed will do whatever is necessary to prevent damage to the economy from the credit crunch. That doesn't necessarily mean, though, that another interest rate cut is coming. Some economists think the Fed will leave rates where they are to keep inflation in check.
And what else could be done to get the markets back on track?
Well, you know, it would help to see some upbeat corporate earnings news. There have been a few encouraging profit reports today. The big drug maker Merck & Company says its third quarter profit jumped sharply. It's raised its 2007 profit forecast in view of what it sees as strong current trends. A string of positive reports along those lines, that might help reassure investors.
And Bob, there have been a few investment sentiment surveys out recently gauging investor sentiment. What do they say?
Well, something called the UBS Gallup Index of Investor Optimism came out today. It found investor sentiment little changed, but this survey also asks investors specifically how they feel about their own portfolios, and it shows they're very worried.
Thank you, Bob. That's Bob Moon of Public Radio's daily business show Marketplace, and it's produced by American Public Media.
When Detroit's Big Three hit the skids, a little rubber factory in Ohio takes a nosedive. That's next time on Marketplace from American Public Media.